Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Root Cellar Extract is a country rock band deeply connected with the Laurel Canyon, California sound of the 1970s that produced such bands as Buffalo Springfield, Little Feet, Poco, The Eagles, and Pure Prairie League. The 12 tracks of their album, Rearview Mirror Eyes, brings together some of the finest country, rock, and boogie-woogie players in the city to produce a collection of music that City Beat called Loaded, with tremendous musicianship. I recently had the opportunity to sit down with band members Clyde Bailey, Steve Mueller, and Josh Metzger to talk about the band, the album, their songwriting process, and the state of country rock music. I'm in the studio with Clyde, Steve, and Josh from Root Cellar Extract. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us. Great.
Let's go to the beginnings and talk about how the band formed. Clyde, why don't you tell me about how you got all these guys together for this project?
Well, it's been a process, right? Steve and I met, what, about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it was at the Dilly Deli.
Yeah, in Marymount, and I kind of explained to him this idea I had. And it's been a journey over the last year and a half. We climbed in inside the studio.
Starting last, probably November.
Yeah. And we've been in the studio for 3 or 4 months, created this album, and came out of it. And we kind of went at it backwards. We started with the songs in the studio to develop the sound. That was my way to communicate to the band members, this is the sound I have in my head. And that's where we started.
But you gathered a pretty top-notch group of musicians. Why don't you tell me about the guys that are in the band and what they do?
Absolutely. So Steve is our pedal steel guy, Steve Mueller, and we're lucky to have him. And overall, just the amount of the quality of the musicians that we have in the band is just top-notch. Josh is the most recent member to our band. He's bringing incredible vocals and guitar work and banjo and whatever you can imagine. So we've got Phil Burkhead, who is playing piano for us, and he's just a force. When him and Steve get in that zone and they're passing the solos back and forth, it's unbelievable. Nick Blasky on drums, who is just anchored down the rhythm section. And we've recently added John Kastetter on bass, who is just killing it. Plus, he's a great guy. So that's one of the cool things is that this band is just a bunch of great guys to be with and make music with. And I think that's communicated when we're on stage.
Yeah, that's an important thing, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to do things when everybody gets along.
That's... Yeah, for sure. And in the production of the album, you also worked with Jim Pels from Hickory Robot.
We did. Jim helped produce the album. So Jim Pels helped produce it, and Brian Lovely, who's also a force here locally, musically.
How'd you get connected with Jim?
Well, I had done a project... with Jim on Emmylou Harris's birthday last year, which was a benefit for the SBCA, and we learned 3 albums, and we had a 9-piece band. It was really a terrific group, and that Jim put together, and we did maybe 5 or 6 rehearsals and went and did this project, and that's how I met Jim, and that's how I met Phil, and that's how I met Nick, actually.
So the whole thing just came together.
Yeah, it really did.
On piano, we had Ricky Nye, who is obviously a guy with chops. We had some folks from Jim's band in Hickory Robot. So there was Lauren, who played fiddle.
Lauren Schlomer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then...
Brant Smith.
Brant Smith on banjo.
Yeah, played banjo.
We had Paul Ellis on drums, who just killed it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Paul's wonderful. Yeah.
What a force. So we were just so fortunate to have that collection of musicians together that, you know, created this music.
So where did you make the album?
So there's this gem of a studio in Northern Kentucky called Group Efforts. And I connected with Dan Murphy. And Dan was our recording engineer behind that. And what a great place to record music. You would never know it from the outside. I mean, it looks like it's in like a strip mall or something. But you walk in and you really feel like you're in L.A. in the 70s.
You say in the... bio on your website, a bit of a description about the band. You say, a sound that is as much about what's not played as much as what is played.
We talk about that a lot. I mean, it's a six-piece, and there's a lot going on musically. And what's great is that there's the maturity in the band, not necessarily to know what to play, but what not to play and when not to play. I think it's very important, I think the band does too, that a song needs to breathe, mm-hmm. needs space, the dynamics in the music. Sometimes that's a challenge with a band because everybody's excited, everybody wants to play, but it comes naturally to this group.
Yeah, I think that everybody wants to play less notes but play the right notes.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's critical, I think, to making good music. If everyone's just soloing at the same time, it becomes very muddy. You also make several connections in your website and in your bio to Neil Young, the CSN group, Poco. And just to maybe emphasize that, in the video that you guys have for Rearview Mirror Eyes, you're in a barn, and that barn looks a whole lot like the barn from the album Harvest. Was that on purpose?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, when I set that up, I mean, it was with that in mind. That's a buddy of mine, Dave's barn, who lives in Kentucky. And I had been saying for years, if I ever shoot a video, it's going to be here. And it's all about that Neil Young photo.
Do you consider yourselves a country band?
No.
What do you consider yourselves?
A country rock band in the purest sense. We're not country. We're not rock. That is a genre. It's a genre that arguably disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why. I mean, whenever we play, people come up to us all the time. It's like, oh my God, I love this music. Where has it been? Right? And so, no, we're not a country band. There are so many options musically, what direction you can go with as a band, and particularly trying to create new genres and mix genres. And this is, we've taken a very pure approach. This is that original California country rock that came out of Laurel Canyon. And that's, and we work really hard to stay true as we're writing this music, stay true to that genre musically.
You have a 12-track CD. That's a pretty massive project that you made. Listening to it, the tracks on the album are pretty different from each other. There's each one has its own little nuance. One that really stuck in my head was the song Ugly Side of Bad. I want to listen to a little bit of that real quick. But before we do, could you tell me a little bit about that song and what's all behind that message?
No, oh, it's a deeply personal song.
We call it USOB.
Yeah. It's really about, you know, doing things that you regret and finding a way to forgive yourself for it.
Let's listen to a little bit of Ugly Side of Bad from Root Cellar Extract.
Desperation just means you don't know what to do, and the people that judge you is 'cause the bad is all they knew. Sometimes I've done things with a bad side of a good heart. The space between the truth and the lie was so small I couldn't tell them apart. Sometimes the hole you dig is where the truth goes to die. Buried deep inside you is the road to desperate compromise. On the other side of bad July, sometimes you do good, and it turns bad if it should. Sometimes you do bad. Sometimes working your heart out just ain't gonna be enough. It chokes out your good intentions, and all that's left is too damn rough.
wanted to ask you about the state of that kind of music, that genre of music in this area. And it sounds like it is kind of having a resurgence. I'm thinking of more, maybe more traditional country bands like Bulletville, Hickory Robot, like mm-hmm. we talked about. And then you have an artist like Wonky Tonk, who has sort of her own, I almost want to call it punk rock country kind of edge to it. But do you think that there's still a strong market for that type of music here in Cincinnati?
Are you asking about country in general, or are you asking about country rock?
I guess both, really.
Yeah. I think it remains to be seen for country rock. It is absolutely for country, though.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think most new country has shifted over to what I call bro country or pop country. It's this amalgamation of all these different styles, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. it's lost a purity, and mm-hmm. it feels very mm-hmm. produced and too slick. And that's what I love about the genre, is it's just real and there's emotion in it, you know, and that's in everything that we do, and it translates in the music. So I think there is mm-hmm. a great market for it, personally.
Well, I think our group has kind of evolved into a band that has an improvisational element to it also.
That's so true. Yeah.
Which maybe separates us in part from a different approach. You know, we're not just out there trying to play the song the same way every night. I mean, some of the songs we play pretty similar, but we've got a lot of open-ended songs that we can extend or not, and it kind of brings that additional element to it, which I think a lot of people enjoy.
Yeah, Steve and Phil really pass the solos back and forth between the pedal steel and piano, obviously on the live stuff. And that is absolutely different elements. It's the jam element that we think makes us different.
But what's nice about it is it doesn't go on like a lot of jam bands can for far too long. I mean, it's really tastefully done, and mm-hmm. the things they do will just blow your mind.
Yeah. Because when it goes back to what you were saying before about what you don't play is as mm-hmm. important as what you
absolutely.
Do play.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Clyde, as the songwriter, I want to ask, a lot of these songs do feel extraordinarily personal. Mm-hmm. For instance, in the song we just heard, Ugly Side of Bad, a line that really resonated with me was the line, "Sometimes the hole you dig is where the truth goes to die." Tell me about your songwriting process.
I usually start because I have something on my mind. I mean, this is a generalization, so it doesn't happen this way all the time, but I'd say 80% of the time. So I'll sit down and I'll come up with a chord progression. Then I will take that thing I have on my mind and weave it into the song. Then I stop, and then I write the lyrics. Because then I have the phrasing in my mind, I have the melody in my mind, and then I write the lyrics out. Then I go back to putting those lyrics back into the song. And most of the time I write with a guitar, sometimes with a piano, but most of the time with a guitar. So then at that point, I have 90% of the song done. And then I'll play it for 3 or 4 weeks.
So I guess the next question is, what's next for Root Cellar Extract?
What's next? So our next gig is at Arnold's downtown. And Arnold's has been a real special place for us. We've played there a number of times. In fact, when we had our CD release, it was in May, and Arnold's was very, very graciously offered their entire place, and we just kind of took it over and had this really large release party. We had standing room only, and
yeah, it was a great crowd.
Oh my gosh,
we had
two or three encores,
time,
and yeah, it was a great night. So that's that. They've been very great to us, and
Little River Cafe.
Yep. Up on Saturday. What a great place! I don't know if you've ever been there.
I've not. No,
it's up in Oregonia, which is next to Lebanon, and it is just this magical place. Close to Fort Ancient, and you weave through these country roads, and it's this roadhouse just appears, and
it's right on the bike trail there,
right.
So right by the Little Miami right. River, so it's a mm-hmm. it's a destination for a lot of people,
right.
Well, and talk about magical places. Another place you're going to play soon is Plain Folk Cafe,
yeah,
which
yes.
I think is another yes. Semi hidden gem of the city.
Absolutely, yep. We've played there a couple of times. We love it there. I always call it one of the most musician-friendly venues in the area. They take great care of you. They take care of stuff. It's a great stage. But the people who come to listen to the music, which means a lot to musicians. We're going to start working on our next album. I'm right in the middle of the songwriting process for that. So look for a release either in May of next year or probably September, October.
I guess I want to take us out, but with another song. I've chosen a song that's, in my mind, pretty different from the rest of the tracks. Pretty much a big anomaly, and that's Lovin' on the Edge. Because it starts with this kind of rustic, almost Muddy Waters kind of sound, and then goes into this boogie-woogie blues kind of feel. Before we listen to it, what can you tell me about this song?
That is the first time I ever wrote a song because I felt we need this type of song in our set. I mean, I literally felt we got a hole, and we need, you know, we can either go figure out a cover, or and I was like, nah, I'll just write one.
So, we were playing at Washington Platform last year, and Clyde came in one night and said, I wrote this song because I think we need a song like this. And it's been a great tune for us. It's a song everybody likes.
Yeah, we often close the evening out with that, or at least a set. People love that song.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah. And Steve and Phil just go at each other in this song. Oh, my God, live. I mean, they just go back and forth.
All right, well, I've been in the studio with Clive Bailey, Steve Mueller, and Josh Metzger from Root Cellar Extract. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate talking to you. And now we'll listen to a little bit of Lovin' on the Edge from their new album, Rearview Mirror Eyes. Rearview Mirror Eyes by Root Cellar Extract is available for purchase from their website, Amazon, CD Baby, or wherever you buy music. And, as always, you can find links to more information about the band and the album at wvxu.org/lx. This interview was recorded by Rick Andres and produced by me, Jim Nolan. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio. Loving on the edge, loving on the edge, loving on the edge, loving on the edge. I make a mistake, I own up. I'll say something wrong, I'll take it back. I believe your eyes when they tell me you care. I like my women, like my cars, old and fast. I want a love that I can take. Will bend my heart, but won't make it break. I want a love that I can handle. Fair, kind, and true, and worth the gamble. Until next time.